This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
European finance ministers are meeting today in Brussels to decide whether Greece will get its next bailout payment. And just in the nick of time, the Greek parliament has just passed more cuts and tax increases to prove they're living up to their end of the deal. Journalist John Syropoulos joins us now from Athens with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so John, how severe is this latest round of cuts and how far does it go to get Greece's fiscal house in order?
These cuts are very severe. The Greeks in the past week have voted through a total of $17 billion worth of spending cuts, most of them to take effect next year, but the remainder in the year after that. Once those have taken effect, Greece will have cut a total of $80 billion from its spending since the beginning of the crisis, which is now equal to a third of its economy as it now stands after 4 years of recession. $6 billion worth of those cuts next year come directly from salaries and pensions. They will be felt on January the 2nd. And the Greek government has managed to do this by saying that these are the last cuts that will be passed and that from now on the focus will be on growth and job creation.
Now, obviously, with this latest round of cuts, we're going to see slower growth next year in Greece. And I wonder, is there a feeling there that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for Greece at this point, or is it still a long ways off?
Perhaps it is at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel is curved and the light isn't visible. 90% of employment in this country is provided by small and medium-sized enterprises, people with between 1 and 20 employees. And thousands of those are going out of business every year, because small businesses simply don't have the cash reserves to withstand the shocks of falling demand year on year. They also don't have the power and the expertise to generate export industries the way large corporations can. So the Greek economy is dying a slow death. It's already lost 18.4% of its size. It will lose fully one-fifth of its size by next year.
Journalist John Syropoulos in Athens, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.